I'm Jonathan Clark, a developer from the Document Foundation, working on improving language support in LibreOffice. Language support is very important for our project and for the foundation. Many languages are endangered, many are going extinct. I think the saddest thing is when people are forced to use a different language because their software doesn't work in the language they want to use. As developers, I think we have a tremendous opportunity and responsibility to make sure that our projects support everybody's languages. So, what we've been doing is fixing bugs. In the last year, LibreOffice developers have fixed more than 100 bugs directly related to language support. About 34 of them were very, very old. Speak up. If there's one takeaway from this talk, it's that if you tried using LibreOffice a while ago and it didn't work well for you because of your language, because of how we support it, please try a new version. The situation might be much better now. There are too many bug fixes to talk about, so I just wanted to focus on one bug that can help to kind of motivate and explain some of the challenges behind retrofitting good language support into a mature code base. All right, so this is a very old bug in LibreOffice. It's been around since the very beginning. When you change the color of text inside of an English word, the spacing of the letters gets a little bit weird. It's kind of hard to see, so I blew it up and I overlaid the two over there. Now, this bug sat on the back burner for a really long time because it's kind of hard to understand why it's important. It seems like a very minor difference in text. And you can always just tell a user not to do this. But it turns out that LibreOffice actually does this automatically sometimes. For instance, when you're using the track changes feature. And so